Well, hello, familia! Coming at you live down here in Argentina, Villa Progreso. It's a really great place. And yeah. So, this week has been a great week. Was kind of a bummer because this whole Yesenia, it's kind of a long story, but pretty much she came down here to live with her aunt, right? Well, the sister of her aunt that lives here in our ward, so bueno. Ahí te explico. So the aunt, aka Hermano Bueno, lives here in our ward. She's a member here in our ward. Well, Yesenia is the niece of Hermano Bueno. Well, Hermano Bueno has a sister that lives in Capital. We'll just say Hermana Capital, all right, because I don't know what her name is. So then, Yesenia came, lived with Familia Bueno. Yesenia is not a member. Familia Bueno is a member. So, we started teaching them. There, and so then she like was excited, she loved the church, she like wanted to get baptized. And we tell her, all right, let's get baptized. But then Hermana Bueno says, wait, let's wait until like my sister comes, Hermana Capital, that lives up there in Capital, wait for her to come back from vacation and then talk with her and make sure that we like this is something we want to do. Like, well, I don't know, she's like well prepared, let's just do it. And so, whatever. So then we go, and what ends up happening is this week we get a message, and they say that the aunt came back. They're like, yeah, I want her to do that or whatever. I'll support her. Because really, what happens is Yesenia lives in Capital. And so, the thing is like, she wasn't going to stay here for a long time. So, they were just like, oh, it'll be a better thing than to just get her baptized up there in Capital. So, she went up to Capital, and yeah, we don't teach her anymore or anything. So, that kind of stunk, but oh well. So, yeah, so we didn't get any baptisms. But no, so, it was good though, because we were able to like keep working hard through the week. Found some good future good investigators, new investigators. One of them's a young kid. His name is Brian. He's a stud. He like has known the church like pretty much his whole life because like his friends have been are members of the church here and they've been like talking to him and stuff. So that was cool. I hope that like his friends keep helping him out and stuff, but yeah, so that was exciting. We put a date for the 25th, but he didn't come to church today, so I don't know if he's gonna be able to make it or not. We'll see, because maybe we'll do it like the 26th or something. But yeah, so that was cool. Then we also went, let's see, maybe I'll open up my agenda this time so I know what happened during the week. Let's see, Monday, it's P-Day, I don't remember what happened. Then Tuesday, we went, and that's when we found Brian, which was cool. Then we went, we were going to teach a bunch of other people, but nobody ended up being there. So we just taught Brian. And then Wednesday, we went and we taught, who was it? I don't know. We went and we taught somebody. Oh, Mercedes. She's another one that we have a date with. But she didn't come to church today either. I don't know why. But she's awesome. Like, I'm super excited with her. I just hope everything goes well. Then let's see. Thursday, Chichi Morada. Do you have something to say, Elder Nance?
Chichi Morada!
Chichi Morada! It's so good.
You want some?
Yeah, sure, why not? It's just some good Peruvian drink. I'm sure Jordan knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, no.
Elder Williams over there in Trujillo.
Is our new measuring cup?
Yeah, let's use it.
I'm
going to
give you exactly 1 cup of Chicha
Morada. No way, man. Yep. I can't drink a whole cup. Give me a half cup.
Nope. You want
a cup. I just want a half cup. Elder Fetch, I did not want a whole cup. Alright, well, that wasn't even a full cup, but it's fine.
Oh, did I get... Oh, I should
have... Oh, fetch. I didn't want... I'm literally going to wet the bed if I drink all that.
Okay, if you drink what you can, I'll drink the rest, and then I'll wet the bed.
Okay.
Which doesn't work out very well for you, because I'm on top.
Fair point. That's hilarious. So yeah... Then Thursday, we went, and we found a new person. Her name's... My bad. No, I lied. This was... What's her name?
Who?
Graciela.
Gracias.
She was just like some old lady. We were walking down the street and she's like, "Hey, do you guys have something to give me or something?" We're like, "Yeah, sure. Like, we can give you this little pamphlet." And so we give her a pamphlet. We just like start talking to her. She's like, yeah. Like, I'm really like, I believe a lot in God and all this stuff. We're like, "Oh, really? Like, can we like teach you something?" She's like, "Yeah, sure." I'm just like here with my dad. Like, he's sick or whatever. Like, okay. So you go on and you teach him. Lesson one, and that was cool. She said she was coming to church today, but she didn't make it. But it's okay, because we had a CD yesterday, and she wasn't there. It's alright, we'll find her.
Did you see her Pope bracelet?
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
That was kind of cool.
She had like a little wood Pope bracelet thing. It was kind of cool. Is this clear ice or is it purple ice?
Like red.
It tastes pretty good.
Is it Chicha Morada ice?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Can I try something? Or are you gonna get mad?
Chicha Morada ice cubes?
Yeah.
Ooh. That was a good idea. That was a good idea over there. Wait, but why did you waste all those ice cubes?
I only had two.
Okay, that's fair.
I just dumped a whole trip.
But yeah, so, alright, wait, where was I talking about? Oh yeah, and then Thursday, and then, so then we go and we teach her, and that's cool. Then we go and we teach, well, I called one of our investigators. She told us that she didn't want us to come. Buy anymore. So that stinks.
Okay.
Because she was awesome. But it's okay. You know? The Lord has timing for everybody. So yeah. So that was good. Then Wednesday. Or Friday. Friday was a super good day. We had an intercambio with the zone leaders. Because when you're training, the zone leaders do intercambios with you. I don't know how you say intercambios. Like.
Exchanges?
Is it exchanges? Is that what it's called?
I guess. That's what cambio is. It's a trade.
Alright. Exchanges. We did exchanges.
Exchanges?
So you do exchanges with zone leaders.
I don't know. Who's the master of this unknown? Not me.
I don't have any idea. So yeah. So then we...
Oh, I didn't have enough to get all 12.
So yeah, what was I saying? So yeah, I went with Elder Ventura. Here, use some of mine.
Cause no.
I'm not going to drink it all.
Or you're drinking it.
Just fill up the rest of the things and then I'll drink the rest.
Or you could drink.
Or just use that. Use it, fill it up, and then I'll drink the rest. Okay.
Here, I'll put one more ice cube, then we'll have even ice cubes, and then we don't have to arm wrestle for the last one. And you'll drink the rest of this.
Oh, that gives me even worse OCD, the fact that there's two that aren't filled.
Well, three was worse. Three's an odd number.
Yeah, but...
it's like two.
But just... we have a whole cup. Just fill the whole thing.
So, wait. If I take, like... the sacrament tray's going, like, across. If I took one, like, out of the center, would that bother you?
Yeah, it would probably bother me. Not gonna lie.
I used to do that to my dad, because he's OCD.
That just makes me sick.
Like, I'd always sit right next to him.
I would probably grab one of them off of the end and put it in the middle one after you'd done that.
He's done that before.
That's hilarious. Okay, so we're on Thursday. So then in the nighttime on our intercom, we go to this family that we're going to go talk to. And we go and we just, like, talk to them for a while. It was good, like... we talked to, like, just, like, a group of them. There was, like, three of them all together. These, like, younger guys, like, 20s. And we were just talking about what we're doing and all that stuff.
I got hit by a car.
I know Nance got hit by a car.
It was pretty cool.
I wasn't there, so I didn't see it. Do you have a video of it?
I wish. That'd be so cool.
Do you have a video of something?
Ooh, I might have a video of the thing of El Arena.
I don't know, man.
A picture of Elder Champion Ring.
But yeah, so there you go. That was Friday. Then Saturday.
Me eating a donut.
Man, I miss donuts. We should go back to Walmart just to get donuts again.
Look, Elder Luna in the background.
What is it? Zoom
on. On donuts.
I don't know how to zoom in. It should be just like the W or T or something.
He's just over there.
Let me see.
He's just like munching his donut.
Wait, zoom more in. I can't see. Nice. Hello, Luna. What a stud. Who's that stud right there?
He has a horrible haircut. Whoever cut his hair needs to get a life.
Hey, you know what? It's fine, man. Just remember, when you cut the sideburns...
Don't cut them so high.
Don't cut them so high. I'm just kidding. I don't really care.
My bad.
I don't need to impress nobody. So, we're good. So, yeah, and then that was Saturday. Then... oh, wait. I didn't even think I explained Saturday. Then Saturday we went. That's and Saturday was a crazy day. We went and we just, like, taught a bunch of people...
That's my companion assistant.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Then we so let's see, let's we taught like a million billion people. But it was cool because one of them, we went and we taught like a family of like five people.
Oh yeah.
And
like, way drinking though.
And they were super cool. We like just talked to them for like a good while. We were just, like, talking about God and stuff. And
they had a Portuguese accent, so it was, like...
They're from Misiones, which is, like, right next to Brazil. So, like, they spoke Portuguese. And it's, like, their accent is, like, my favorite accent ever. It's, like, it just sounds so cool. It's, like, the best Spanish accent I've ever heard. It's, like, it's kind of like a... it kind of sounds, like, almost like an Irish-y Spanish. Almost sounds kind of Irish. I don't know. But not, though. It's like... yo estoy acá para ayudar a las personas que necesitan la cosa que necesitan. It's like... it's the coolest accent.
Hola, buen día.
Hola, Hernán. ¿Cómo está usted? ¿Qué está haciendo ahora, mi amigo? Like... it just sounds so cool. I don't know why. And that's not even, like, a good accent. Like, you have to listen to people that are, like, have the thick accents. It's the coolest thing ever. So, yeah, so then we were talking with them. And then at the end, I asked one of them to pray. And then they were like, well, I invited you into my house. So one of you guys have to pray because you guys are, like, the invited guests. Like, you don't just come into people's house and just start asking them to pray. And I was like, oh, okay. And so then, yeah. We prayed. And there you go. It was funny. But it wasn't.
They laughed at my prayer because I sound like a 3-year-old.
You didn't sound like a 3-year-old then, Nance.
You even said I sounded like a
3-year-old. I never said you sounded like a 3-year-old.
You said to imagine in your head. You said, think of a family in the United States, and this missionary comes in, and he's a small little Latino kid trying to speak English, and he talks like this. Heavenly Father, bless us, tranquilo. Remember this conversation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's good because you only have 3 weeks, so you're actually doing.
I have 4 weeks.
Think of a baby of 4 weeks old.
Think of how cool Benedi was.
Think of how they can't actually speak.
Benedi got to preach without a shirt on.
Well, obviously. But no, Elder Nance, you're doing fine. Elder Nance needs some animo.
Not anymore.
Faith in himself.
That may or may not be true.
Because he lacks the faith in himself. He thinks that he can't speak.
Oh, I can speak if the Lord needs me to speak.
This is true because you've had some good
power. Can I speak Spanish? No. Can the Lord put words into my mouth so the people can hear the message they need to hear? Oh, definitely.
There you go. That was what I like to hear. No, I'm just kidding. Elder Nance, you're stud, so don't worry about it. But yeah, so that's been fun. I'm excited.
Oh, I should find a picture from the next.
It was good. So yeah, so then after that, we found a bunch of people, and we taught Jimmy. We taught English.
I like Jimmy.
Jimmy's a good guy.
He's cool. Like, as soon as work's over.
He doesn't really want to progress very much, but.
It's like good.
He's a nice guy, though.
He could progress. I think once work is over, like.
Yeah, like once he gets over this project.
Yeah.
Here, I'm gonna try something.
What?
It's kind of strong. It's like if I put a little bit of hot water.
You just complained that it was. Ooh, we should try hot chichimarada.
That's what I'm saying.
I just made ice cubes, though.
Well, it's gonna be kind of watered down, but it's gonna be kind of warm.
I'm just drinking hot water. Well, actually, it's kind of purple. I have some of the flavors
inside. That's pretty good.
Hot. It's really hot.
You don't drink boiling water.
It wasn't boiling. It's been sitting out forever.
Fair point. But yeah, let's see. What is something that we've learned this week?
That you cannot trade quarters and dimes.
Elder Nance's sister put in like a million coins, like American money coins, in his bag. And we went to like some guy that wants to buy dollars, and we like gave him like 50. We like brought like 50 coins over there, and we're like, "Hey, do you want to like give us some alpha horse for this?" And he was like, "Yeah, I can't do anything with that. Your money's useless." And I was like, "Fetch."
We even brought like the
so now
50 stakes, and we thought, "Well, if we bring like different designs on the back, and he can like start a coin collection of quarters." But no. So I have a Coke bottle full of dimes. It's completely useless.
They're completely useless.
And then, like, a whole other box of coins that weighs 12 pounds.
Yeah, it's like super useless. I'm sorry, man.
What am I gonna do with them?
Just carry them with you.
Dude, that's like.
You're gonna carry.
Probably like $80 to $100 in coins.
Yeah.
In quarters.
Carry them with you. I'd carry them with me.
But how am I supposed to take it back to the States?
Well, maybe get rid of like the pennies because you don't need pennies. Those aren't really worth anything.
What are we going to do with the pennies? Oh, we started leaving pennies all over.
Yeah, we're just leaving pennies all over Argentina. I don't know if that's like. That's probably like some kind of like illegal thing to do, but. Oh well. I don't really care. We're in Argentina. Okay, there aren't laws.
Yeah, pretty much. I was going to say. Like. You can pop wheelies and stuff on dirt bikes and go speeding past cops.
And, like, when you're driving past a cop, you can just, like, what is it called? Like,
what?
Backfire on it when they go, like, pop, 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 pop. What's that called? Backfire?
I don't know.
I have no idea. They do, like, this thing where they, like, push a button or something, it like pops the engine super loud. It's like pop, 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 pop. It's super annoying.
Yeah.
But it's cool though. I mean, like,
oh, there was riots in the street.
Oh yeah, they didn't have light because the light went out because there was a big storm and it took a while for them to bring it back. Some people just like lit tires and threw them in the streets. They just like lit tires on fire and just stopped traffic and caused a bunch of problems.
Yeah, it was
kind of
cool.
That was cool.
We saw, was it this week we saw the bloody guy or last week?
I think it was last week, the bloody guy.
I don't remember. Time's just going by so fast.
I can't remember anything ever. But yeah, we saw a bloody guy, so that was cool. We didn't help him. I think I talked about it on my last recording.
I think so.
I'm like 90% sure that I did.
It rings a bell.
But yeah, so that's cool. And here we are. And I'm going to go to bed in 5 minutes. So, it's 10:24.
10:24 already.
Yeah, let's go to bed, man. Tomorrow's P day.
Oh yeah.
It's the best thing ever.
I kind of wish we could just go work tomorrow. Actually, like.
I don't. I want P day.
Dude, today's been amazing.
Today was a really good day, honestly.
Like, we've been wanting to get the members more involved. And
then it was like perfect. Alright, well, here, I'm going to read a scripture and then finish this recording so that I can go to bed. My scripture, I'm just going to open up Elder Nance's scriptures to just a random page. And alright. Ooh, this is sweet. So this is when Alma is talking to his son about when he repents. It's in Alma 36, 20-21. Yeah, it's super
Alma
awesome.
Alma the younger son?
Yeah, or he's Alma talking. Son. He's talk. No, Alma the younger son. He's talking to Helaman. Yeah. And so he's. This is sweet because he's talking about when he repented. And it's awesome. So here, let's read. Alma 36. 20, 21. There you go. It says, y oh, que gozo y que luz tan maravillosa fue la que vi. Sí, mi alma se llenó de un gozo tan profundo como lo había sido mi dolor. Sí, hijo mío, te tengo o te digo que no podía haber cosa tan intensa ni tan amarga como mis dolores. Sí, hijo mío, y también te digo que por otra parte no puede haber cosa tan intensa y dulce como fue mi gozo. And I like the scripture because it's like saying there's nothing as like painful as like the pains that he had when like he was sinning, but then like when he repented, he's like, there's never been something so, like, so sweet as to his, like, joy when he repented. And, like, I don't know. I like that scripture a lot because it's the truth. Like, when we're sinning, we live in, like, this, in that feeling of, like, just, like, pains of just not, like, knowing that we're not reaching our potential. And then, like, when we rid ourselves of that sin, when we repent and we come back to him, we receive that sweet feeling of joy that like what we're doing is good. And I don't know, I really like that scripture a lot because really it's that's the power of the atonement, is that we can like be stained and then we can repent and receive forgiveness, and we can like receive the joy again. I don't know. I like that a lot. So, there you go. There's my scripture. I invite you guys to read the whole chapter because it's actually a really, really great chapter. 36 and 37. They're really good. I think 36 is better. Well, I don't know. They're all important. But I love you guys tons. I hope you have a great week. And I'm going to go to bed. So, love you tons. And I'll talk to you more next week. Bye. Love you.